Oh, 90. This week, Bob's your uncle. Queue line begins. Red flag.
That settles it. I'm asking for a transfer.
Would you mind calming down a minute and telling me why you've come home looking like a dog-eared gollywog?
I've been sent off.
Sent off?
It was a perfectly fair foul. I just tripped him up, that's all. And anyway, it was my turn to be Billy Brenmer. And if Norman Scholes hadn't blown his whistle right in my ear hole, I wouldn't have called him a chromium-plated nit. Oh, you don't understand, Mum. I was goaded into it. The game was in the balance. We were only losing 19-7.
Well, first things first, you can just go upstairs and get in the bath.
In the bath?
Yes.
Do you mean and put water in?
Of course.
I can't do that, Mum. Have you forgotten? I've had one bath this week.
Look, I told you this morning, your Uncle Bob is staying with us for a few days and I want you to create a good impression and put a clean undervest on.
He's not got X-ray eyes, has he?
Don't argue. And another thing, don't go pestering your Uncle Bobby with a lot of questions, such as where he's been and what he's been doing.
Hello. Has something been going on that Jim doesn't know about?
Look, no questions, remember?
I always knew there was something mysterious about me Uncle Bobby. Hey, Mum, is he a secret agent?
No questions, I said.
He is, isn't he? I remember you once telling me he was working for the government. Fancy that. Me with me own uncle from uncle.
Look, will you stop being nosy and get in that bath?
My word, we are touchy, aren't we?
Set scene, Molly is shouting up the stairs to Jimmy. Are you in that bath?
Near me.
What do you mean, nearly?
I'm just launching my rubber duck.
Molly moves out of scene through the front door. Jimmy, off.
Has she gone?
Yes, and hurry up in that bathroom.
What's all this about me Uncle Bobby, then?
Oh, you mean about Uncle Bobby being a secret agent?
He's not a secret agent.
Oh, isn't he? I thought my auntie thought you thought he was.
I don't put all in the winder I've got in the shop. There's something funny going on somewhere. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't know what it is. I've no idea at all. It's a complete mystery to me. I've no information whatsoever, so it's no good asking me any questions because I can't tell you anything.
Never play poker, Danny. You'll lose your shirt.
What are you talking about?
You've just shown your hand. I knew there was something fishy and you've let the cat out of the bag.
You mean about him having been in prison?
Uncle Bobby's been in prison.
I know he has, but how did you find out?
I'm not telling you. What's he been in prison for?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, come on. I'll only drag it out of you. Hey, was he one of the great train robbers?
Was he, Thump? He kept having mental blackouts and then he'd get uncontrollable urges to swipe things.
I wish I'd known.
Known what?
Me. Related to an old lag. You'd get a 7-point bonus for that in our gang. I wonder if he's done solitary.
Oh, give him a chance. He's only been inside 3 months and most of that he spent in hospital.
Where are you going?
I'm going in the shed to fix me Kickstarter.
Well, would you believe it? A genuine jailbird in the family. And they weren't going to let me in on it. Oh, you've got to watch these grown-ups, Jim. The little terrors. Ding dong, ding dong. If this is Norman Scholes pleading for his ball back, he can whistle for it. Opens door. Hello.
Ah, am I at the right house? Is it Jimmy?
Yes. You're Uncle Bobby, aren't you?
Well, almost. I'm your mother's sister's husband's brother, but you've always called me Uncle.
Well, near enough for jazz. I mean, after all, I'm your brother's wife's sister's nephew, and your father's daughter-in-law's my auntie. So whichever way you look at the family tree, with twigs on the same branch.
Quite true. Is it all right if I come in?
Yes, you're expected. Come in. Through there.
Thank you.
Have you not seen me, Mum? She went to meet you at the station.
Oh, dear. And I caught an earlier train. Perhaps I'd better go back.
Oh, no, I'll send me Cousin Danny on his motorbike.
Cousin Danny?
Yes. You're his father's sister's husband's stepson. He's your auntie's brother's wife's second cousin, twice removed.
Is he?
On his mother's side.
Oh, your cousin Danny.
Oh, you'll soon get us sorted out. Shall I show you to your bedroom?
No, I'll wait till your mother gets back. As a matter of fact, I've got her a little present. Do you think she'll like these? I picked them up in a jeweller's shop.
You didn't.
Well, I couldn't resist them. Nice, aren't they?
You shouldn't have done it.
Well, she's been very kind, offering me a roof over my head for a few days. I mean, I had to do something.
Oh, I can see what's happened. You've had an uncontrollable purge. But we'll have to take them back to the jeweller's shop, won't we?
Well, has your mother got a lot of earrings, then?
Oh, yes, she has. She's got millions. She's so many, she wears two or three pairs at a time. So, will you take them back?
Oh, dear, it's a pity that. They just caught my fancy. Perhaps I'll give these to one of your other aunties and I'll pick something else up for your mother.
Oh, no, don't pick anything else up. See, give them to me. I'll attend to these for you.
Ding dong. This'll probably be your mother now.
No, she wouldn't ring. She has a key.
Right, Jimmy peeps through the door and reacts with shock.
Dashes through the hall into the living room. Now we're in it. It's a Dick.
Who?
A peeler.
A peeler?
It's a copper. Stay there. I'll get rid of him. And if he's brought a warrant, I'll whistle come fly with me and you can nip out the back door and hide on the scullery roof.
What for?
Uncle, use your loaf, for Pete's sake. It's a rozzer.
A what?
A flat foot. Where have they had you?
Ding dong. Jimmy opens the door to disclose one large Sergeant Cox standing on the threshold. Now then, young man, anybody at home?
Only me, and I'm nobody.
Ah, well, that's a bit awkward.
Yes, isn't it? Still, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Ta-ra!
Just take it a bit steady, young fella. You seem a bit too definite for my liking. How about a minute, Mr. Danny Ross?
No, he's not in either.
Well, I'll just have to wait then, won't I? I'll park myself here, if you don't mind.
I've decided to do a deal with you.
Have you? That should be interesting.
We're both men of the world, aren't we?
Definitely.
You play ball with me and I'll play ball with you, right?
Right.
Right. Well, if I give you these, I think you'll agree there's no harm done.
I hope you're not expecting me to put these on.
Oh, no, I'm returning the intimidating evidence.
There's something funny going on here, and I wish I knew what it was. I've chanced me luck in about half an hour.
Aren't you going to take them?
No. They clash with me silver buttons.
Jimmy goes back into lounge. Now then, who's been a naughty uncle?
I don't follow you.
No, it's me who should have followed you. Do you mind? I know charity begins at home, but that's my piggy bank.
Yeah, I thought it was. I was just going to...
If you feel a sudden... Listen, Uncle. If you feel a sudden surge coming on, shut yourself in the pantry. The lock only works from the outside. I'll see you later. And don't worry. Ta-ra! Jimmy goes back and picks up piggy bank.
Scene is set in jeweller's shop. Jimmy stands before one disdainful shop assistant.
I've come about the reward.
What reward?
The reward for the stolen property.
I don't know anything about stolen property.
you mean you've not missed anything?
Go away, little boy, I'm busy.
What about earrings?
What about earrings?
Your name was on the box.
Young man, if you don't leave me alone, your name will be on a box and you will be in it.
Can't you just check if you've any missing?
Well, I'll put it this way. We haven't missed any up to now.
So I can forget about the reward?
Clear it as far as possible from your tiny little mind.
Right. What are them on that shelf?
What are you up to?
Nothing. I just want to see them whatnots on that shelf.
Which whatnots?
Them whatnots up there.
Is Sir ready to make his selection?
I've just had a thought.
You're not alone.
Now, about the reward. If you did find a pair of earrings missing, and I could tell you where they were, how would I stand?
In agony. I should turn distinctly offensive. Get out of my shop at once.
But, mister, surely I'm entitled to...
Get out!
All right. I'm going.
Front door open and closes. Uncle in lounge. Enter Jimmy.
Right, Uncle. I think we've sorted that out for you.
Oh, Jim, you know those earrings?
I should do. I've been through fire and water for them.
Well, I've decided to take them back to the jeweller's and ask him to swap them for something else.
How can you do that?
Oh, it'll be all right. I've got the receipt. Look, in fact, as I was paying him, he said to bring them back if they weren't suitable.
Do you mean you paid him for them?
Well, of course I paid him. They were £4.15.
Uncle.
What's the matter, Jimmy?
How are you fixed for a quick smash and grab raid?
End part onny. Part two. Danny enters, shouts up the stairs in a hoarse whisper. Jimmy, it's no good hiding up there. Your mum wants you down here.
How can I face me mum until I've got her earrings back? I'm desperate.
Well, can't you tell her the truth?
I'm not that desperate. Where's your motorbike?
It's outside the front gate. Why?
Get on it.
Get on it? What for?
Because we're going for a ta-ta.
Jimmy descends stairs dressed in wedding gown with wreath and veil. Where did you get that rig out from?
Out of that trunk under my mum's bed. Phew, done up. Pong of mothballs.
But what have you got dressed up like that for?
If you take me in the jeweller's and say we want a wedding ring, while he's finding one to fit, I can get my mum's earrings back.
Well, what do we want a wedding ring for?
We don't. When he's found one, we'll have a row and I'll break it off.
He wouldn't believe it. I'm not going in a jeweller's shop with you dressed like that.
You are, you know. None of this would have happened if you hadn't told me that my uncle had been in prison.
Danny, what's going on out there?
Go on. Why don't you tell her?
Oh, nothing, Auntie. I won't be a minute.
I'll be waiting for you at the front gate. And watch how you go round corners. I'm going to have to ride side saddle.
Scene is set. Danny, Jimmy and one shop assistant in the jeweller's shop. Afternoon? Oh, good afternoon. I think you're in the wrong place. The registry office is three doors along. No, we want a wedding ring. We're not getting married. Until after.
You see, we've had to arrange things in a bit of a rush, like.
Oh, yes. And what sort of wedding ring did Madam have in mind?
Well, a round one.
I more or less gathered that. Haven't we met somewhere before?
Yeah, very likely, but you're too late now. I'm marrying him.
Show the gentleman your finger. Ooh, what a tiny hand.
Yeah, and hurry up, it's frozen.
I'm not sure if we stock a wedding ring as small as that. Well, you must have something. I very much doubt it.
Well, have you got a mint with an hole in it?
Excuse me for one moment. Hurry up.
He's not here.
Pardon?
He's not here. Somebody swiped it.
Would Madam like to try this one on? If Madam will forgive me, the bride always wears her wedding ring on her left hand.
Ah, well, you see, I'm different.
So it would appear. Nevertheless, I'm afraid you'll have to let me try it on your left hand.
Oh, well, you see, we've got a slight problem.
Farr's interview stuck on Jimmy's left arm. I've no doubt at all that there's a logical explanation for this, but I can't for the life of me think what it is. He's got his arm stuck. What a clever deduction. Would you mind very much if we had our vials back?
If y'all can get it off, y'all can have it with pleasure. Just a minute. Hold this.
Now, do you mind if we try this ring on your finger and attempt to bring this whole matter to finality?
Oh, we might as well.
How does it feel?
Oh, fine. Yes, it seems all right. How much is it?
That, madam. Hey, just a minute. We're not buying that ring. Don't you remember we're going to have a row? We're not going through with it.
We might have to.
What do you mean?
I can't get this off now.
Back home, scene set. Molly crossing to the stairs and shouting for Jimmy. Jimmy, I want you down here at once.
I'm afraid you can't help me.
Why not?
My zipper's stuck.
Your zipper? Come down here this minute. Well, if you don't mind, I think I'll go and grease me. You stay where you are. Well, come on. I'm waiting for you.
It's what's my line, Mum. Do you want to play?
That's my wedding dress.
Good. You get 2 points for that.
Jimmy Clitheroe, what have you been up to? Ding dong.
Just a minute, Mum. This might be important.
Opens door, reveals Sergeant.
Hello.
Are you all mad at this house?
Yes, come in.
Well, Jimmy Clitheroe, I hope there's a simple answer to all this.
Oh, there is, Mum. You know, last week when I was playing with the telephone and I accidentally called out the fire brigade...
I'm not likely to forget it.
And you know, you said it was impossible for anybody as small as me to cause so much trouble to so many people.
Well...
I think I've just done it again.
Closing signature tune. End of last 1967 show. That's 45-3.
Now you're talking. And shall we say a tenner for my introduction fee?
No, we won't. We'll say 45 quid and I'll have the van round first thing in the morning. Hey, Jimmy, quick, do something. I've just heard your mum coming in the back way and she's got somebody with her.
All right, don't panic. I'll see you in the morning, Mr. McClure.
Enter Molly and Miss Kay from the kitchen.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Miss Kay. How lovely to see you.
Just a minute. I smell trouble. What's been going on while I've been out?
Nothing. Danny's just been sorting out his bottom drawer, you see?
No, I don't see. Upstairs, you. Miss Kay wants a word with Danny in private, so you come upstairs with me.
But Mum, you see, it's a bit awkward. Can't we go out the back way and climb in through a window?
Get out through there. Now don't forget, Sandra, get to the point and don't wrap anything up. Come on, you, out.
Now, Mum, before you say anything, I can explain.
I think you'd better. What have you brought all this lot down for?
Well, we had to sell it for Danny to put a deposit on a house.
And what does he want a house for?
Oh, I told you, Mum. It just wouldn't work, them living with us. I mean, supposing they start to raise a family. I mean, I don't mind a lodger, but I draw the line at competition.
Well, I've never heard such nonsense in all my life.
Oh, you'll be very pleased. We've got a very good price for your 3-piece suite.
You haven't.
I knew you'd be pleased.
But you haven't sold it.
Oh, don't worry. We'll soon find something else to sit down on.
And that isn't going to be your problem. When I finish with you, you'll never want to sit down again. Hey, what do you think, Jimmy? She's agreed to call it off.
Call what off?
The engagement. I'm just going to get my motorbike out of the shed and run her home. We've come to a mutual understanding.
Well, you better come to another one. I sold your bike with this lot.
Jimmy Clitheroe, if you sold Danny's motorbike and my three-piece suite...
Well, I had to, so Danny could buy his own house.
Well, what's the good of that if I'm not getting married?
Well, don't you see? My mum and me can sell up here and come and live with you.
The end, my God.
The end.
What's up? Have you been drummed out?
It's not fair. There's no justice. And think of the humiliation.
What's up? Have you been drummed out?
They thought my birthday present was smashing. Then I go and get demoted. That's what.
Ah, I see. I suppose you dibbed when you should have dobbed.
All I did, Danny, was tie a granny knot. That's all. Tie the granny knot.
Well, that's not much, is it? Anyone can make a mistake.
Well, I made mine when I tied Billy Jackson's shoelaces together.
Oh, for goodness sake, why don't you tie a knot in your clacker and be quiet?
Holy! Holy! And another holy!
Oh, flipping ole somewhere else. I'm trying to read. Do I look like a bull?
In them striped pyjamas, you look more like a mint humbug.
I've had a bath and I'm having an early night, if you've no objections.
Oh, by the way, Danny, I've put your name down.
Oh, that's good. What for?
Our weekend camp. I've put your name forward.
Well, you can bring it back. I'm just a little bit over the age limit for the cubs, aren't I?
Oh, you don't understand. Our scoutmaster was taking us to this camp, but he can't get off work.
Go on.
Oh, so Miss Whitney, she's Brown Owl from the Brownies, has volunteered to take us, but she wants somebody to help her.
And Generous Jimmy suggested me, eh? Well, you can go and tell Red Robin.
Brown Owl.
Well, whatever her colour is, I'm not interested.
Oh, Danny, we're relying on you.
Me camping? With you lot? No fear.
Oh, it's great camping out, Danny. Oh, the outdoor life. Healthy fresh air. The smell of wood smoke. The stars twinkling in the sky. The spirit of adventure and...
Hey, you can stand on your head and whistle Land of Hope and Glory. I'm still not going.
But Miss Whitney, I promised.
Well, tell her from me she can find another Muggins. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
That'll be her now. She said she'd go around to see you. You can tell her the bad news yourself.
I will too. I'll tell her, whatever wasting my weekend with you terrors. Enter the hall. I refuse to consider the idea. Definitely no.
Oh, hello. Come in, Miss Whitney.
Hello, Jimmy. And you must be Danny.
Yes. Jimmy's told me all about you. You're Brown Cow.
Oh, wow. We were hoping you could come to the weekend camp with us.
I'd love to.
But you said...
It'll make a nice change.
Oh, that's fine. Lovely. I'm sure we can manage between us.
Exit Miss Whitney through the front door.
Bye-bye, Brown Owl.
Oh, to wit to woo.
You don't half change your mind. First you won't, then you will.
Hey, I've just thought of summer. I've never been camping and I don't know nout about it.
Oh, there's nothing to it.
Pan to living room.
I'll give you a quick lesson on instant tent pitching. The most important thing is the tent. Danny, this is a tent.
Ha, you don't say.
Crash, bang, wallop. And they're the tent poles. You fix them together. Good practice.
Tent is erected.
Not bad for a learner. Now, according to the book, you should dig a small trench all round it.
Not on your mum's carpet, we won't. As it is, if she sees this lot, she'll skin us alive.
She won't see it. She's gone to a meeting, and you know how they gab on when they get together.
Ooh, I'm back. We finished early.
Oh, heck. That's torn it.
Enter Mum.
You look tired, Mum. You've been doing too much.
And you're up to something again, aren't you?
You need a rest. You just hang yourself down while I sit your coat up.
What's been going on?
The kettle's full. A nice cup of tea, Mum. Eh? I'll make it. Won't take too long to boil.
Not as you switch on, it won't. I can read you like a book.
Molly holds his ear with a finger and thumb.
Oh, lay off, Mum. I'll have bigger ears than a bunny girl.
the mischief you get up to when you're on your own. Danny didn't say he was going out. Hello, Auntie. Well, if it isn't Big Chief Sitting Bull.
No, in those striped pyjamas, he looks more like a...
That's enough of that from you, my lad.
We're only in training for the weekend.
Not in here, you're not. How did you get mixed up in this? Well, I volunteered, I think. I was specially asked by Miss Whitney. She's a brown owl. Well, if it's not one bird, it's another.
We've got to practice somewhere.
How about the middle lane of the M1? I'm just an ornament in this house. An ornament. One of the fixtures. I work here for working sake. Exit, slams door.
You've upset her.
I've a good mind to wrap this up and shove it in the dustbin.
Oh, don't get discouraged, Danny. You've only just started. You'll see. Gets in your blood, camping. The wide open spaces are waiting for us out there. You and me, pioneers together. The great outdoors is calling.
Funny, I've gone all deaf.
Well, get up and get ready to be brainwashed.
Studio muck-up. Danny in tent, Jimmy enters.
Come on, budge up, jelly legs. Fancy panicking when you're practically on your own back doorstep. Any nearer, and the doorknob would be in the tent with us.
It's got no chance. There's hardly room for us too.
Oh, shut up, Mona. This is what I call living. Back to nature.
Well, I wish I was back in my bed. It's nice and warm in there. I don't know, sleeping in here. We're only practising. I mean, it's not even the real thing, is it? Hey, shoo-shoo, go on. Get away. Get out.
Get out yourself. I'm not moving. It's time for Jim's kip.
It's these spiders I'm talking about.
Hey, watch it. Spiders are lucky.
This one won't be if it doesn't shift.
Oh, well, I'm off. Pleasant dreams.
That's good, that is. You're all snug and I've got to mess about with these flipping things.
Oh, you're hopeless. My camping book tells you how to make a sleeping bag out of 2 blankets and a big pin.
Well, if you're so smart, Clever Clogs, let's swap over.
It's you who needs the training. I'm an expert. I've been camping before.
Oh, where's that book? I've gone wrong somewhere.
You can say that again.
I've gone wrong somewhere.
Oh, shut up. I'll read out the instructions if you like.
Right.
Right, are you ready?
Yep.
First, lay blanket A on ground sheet. Place blanket B on top, overlapping halfway across A. See diagram, figure 4. Showing bottom edge of blankets marked A, B and B, A.
Yeah. Hang on. I haven't opened the flipping pin yet. Oh, I have now. What was it? Blanket A over blanket B. Bother it. Patter of rain on tent. What's that?
Rain.
Now that's all we need.
Good job it's waterproof. Stand any weather, this tent. Hey, I spoke too soon. It sprung a leak.
Which side?
Mine.
Hard luck.
But what do I do about it?
You should know. You're the expert.
Oh, it's getting worse.
We'll hold something under it. It may go off shortly.
That's an idea.
Crumbs, that was close.
Oh, don't tell me you're scared of a bit of thunder.
No, of course not. I just thought you might be.
Doesn't worry me. Oh, heck, that does. Oh, I'm not staying here.
Nor me. Quick, where's me clothes?
Never mind yours, where's mine?
Oh,
hey, get off. Those are my trousers. They won't fit you. Get off.